it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
Good morning, Prince George. Good afternoon, Winnipeg. Welcome to the Meteorological Report, comedy plus meteorology equals Meteorology. I'm your host, Joey Only, here in Wells, British Columbia. This is the show about how much the weather sucks in Canada, and suck it does indeed. We got the atmospheric river coming right on, full on throttle here to British Columbia. Yucky, yucky, yucky. You're hearing us on C for 88.7 FM every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., and you can then hear us in Winnipeg at CKUW 95.9 FM, noon local time. We do re-air the show in Prince George on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. It's the 9th of June right now. You'll be hearing the show on the 11th in Prince George, on the 13th in Winnipeg, lucky number 13 for you. And we got some of our panel of meteorologists here, comedy plus meteorology equals meteorology. We got Brandon Houck over in Brooks, Alberta. He is the radio weatherman there at 105.7 FM Real Country. We have Wonder Woman herself, Imogen Cookie Bailey. And of course, more people will show up. We never know who's going to come. We have this sort of group chat and we say, okay, showtime, and people pop in when they can. So that's who's here at the top of the show. Who knows what will happen next? But we got Frankie the Weatherman.
Frankie the Weatherman.
How you doing so far?
I'm doing great so far. It's been heavy rain in Sydney, Nova Scotia right now. It's a lot of heavy rain going on in Sydney, Nova Scotia. As of right now, it's going to clear up tomorrow afternoon. Sydney, Nova Scotia, got an atmosphere river in Vancouver, British Columbia, Victoria right now. Where Imogen is at?
Yeah, there's a lot of rain out here. It's very damp, very drizzly. Everything, the ground.
Then I got the cold air in Ontario right now, all the way down to Northeastern United States, like Ohio, where Jason Marshall lives, driving some of the cold air all the way down the southern states. And they got severe weather in Oklahoma. As right now, there's a lot of chance of thunderstorms right now in northern central states and central states. They're getting a deadly heat wave from California and Arizona and Nevada. And you're getting a deadly heat wave for Gary and Dino is right now, because they're supposed to be having spring break event this Saturday coming for the Gary and Dino show. It's weather is really, really hot in Mexico right now. In Guatemala, they're bringing a lot of rain in Central America, like Guatemala, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Honduras, and places like in Panama, bringing so much rain now. And they're bringing a lot of thunder showers and rain in Venezuela and northern South America, including Colombia, Peru, Ecuador, and those places. Bolivia and northern Chile is really, really dry right now. They're bringing really stormy weather and lots of rain in the coast areas and snow in the mountains in Chile right now, and Argentina. Down in Argentina, and in northern Argentina, is pretty dry lately as well. Over in England and the United Kingdom, they're bringing lots of windy and some showers up in Scotland, Ireland, Wales. They're bringing lots of rain in southeastern Europe, including Turkey, Greece, Albania, bringing lots of rain and thunderstorms right now in those places, including Ukraine. They're bringing lots of showers in Ukraine and thunder chance of thunderstorms. They're bringing really dry weather in France, Spain, Portugal, and all these places. They're getting the really hot weather in the south of France. Then it's going to bring some nice weather in Germany, bringing lots of rain in Norway, parts of Finland and Sweden, a chance of showers there right now. Over in Poland, they're bringing lots of showers and thunderstorms. As of right now, in Japan, they're bringing a whole lot of rain heading towards Japan on Friday and Saturday, and showers. And they're bringing a lot of showers and thunderstorms in China, southern China, Hong Kong, Philippines, Vietnam, Laos, Thailand, and all these places as of right now. In Cambodia, bringing a lot of showers. India will be the monsoon season too. Over in India, they're bringing a lot of rain soon enough. They're bringing extreme hot weather in India. As of right now, India will be getting the monsoon season in the end of June. It's going to bring so much rain in India, and Bangladesh, and Myanmar, and all these countries. And South Korea will be in the rainy season as well. And Southern Africa, in Uganda, Congo, Nigeria, we're getting a lot of rain soon. They're getting really hot weather in South Africa because their winter supposed to start on June 21st. Then sometime next week, South Africa is going to get colder and possible snow in South Africa, like Cape Town and those places, because the warm air, cold air fighting each other. It's going to get a little bit colder in South Africa because their winter is supposed to be starting soon. Down in New Zealand, it's pretty cold in New Zealand right now. They're going to bring lots of snow in some areas in New Zealand. The really, really cold air heading towards the Invercargill, New Zealand, Christchurch, New Zealand, down to New Zealand, Graysmoat, New Zealand. They're bringing a lot of snow up in the mountains in New Zealand, including Queenstown in the central South Island, New Zealand, in the inland areas, bringing so much snow right now, a lot of rain and stormy conditions and very windy conditions in New Zealand as of right now. In South Island, New Zealand, bringing really windy conditions and stormy conditions going on right now with a lot of snow. A lot of snow going on in New Zealand right now in Sydney, Australia, and southeastern Australia. Cooler temperatures in southeastern Australia and Sydney, Australia, and things like this. And because their winter starts on June 21st. In Antarctica, it's 24 hours a day. Darkness, 24 hours a day. Up in the Arctic, it's daylight, 24 hours a day as well.
Are there any tropical disturbances of any sort? Hurricanes and tropical storms?
The next day, storm, both Atlantic and Pacific.
I see there is a disturbance in the Pacific right now, sort of off the coast of Mexico in the Pacific.
No disturbances in the Western Pacific because there could be some typhoons later on in the year in Japan.
What videos have you made this week?
The video I did, there's a lot of Sahara dust coming all the way from Sahara Desert. I did a video about that. There's so much sandstorms going on in Egypt, Libya, Algeria, Morocco, Sudan, Northern Chad Valley, Timbuktu, and all those places in Sahara Desert, blowing so much sand around all the dry, dusty sand. Dry, dusty, sandy air coming all the way from northwest coast of Africa, traveling westward in the Atlantic Ocean, headed towards Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Cuba, Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Kansas, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and all these places, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Georgia and Florida and all these places, all the dry, dusty air has come all the way from northern Africa and Sahara Desert, traveling all across and going all the way to central United States.
Frankie, what should people do if there is a dust storm or sandstorm?
Make sure to wear your mask, KN95 mask, to protect yourself from sand.
Have you ever seen the Animaniacs cartoon from the 90s?
A lot.
All right. Do you know the song Yakko's Nations of the World?
Yeah. And Peking and Brain, that's another thing.
Do you know that song? United States, Canada, Peru, Republic Dominican, Cuban, Caribbean, and Greenland, El Salvador, too, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guyana, and still Guatemala, Bolivia, and then Argentina, and Ecuador, Chile.
I like to introduce that thing that Monica sent me. It's Dr. Octopus.
Hi, Frankie. How are you doing? I'm doing great so far. Have you been? I hope you're wearing the sunscreen so far. I'm having a great day as well.
Hey, Dr. Octopus, how's the weather down in the ocean?
It's pretty cold down in the ocean. It's going to warm up in August into September. I'm Dr. Octopus.
Dr. Octopus, I've been seeing that there's a dangerous amount of jellyfish turning up near Hawaii.
Prepare for hurricane season. You've got to be prepared for hurricane season. It's going to bring really high winds with heavy rain. All people in Japan, you've got to be prepared for typhoon season in Japan, South Korea, Singapore, Philippines, China, Hong Kong, and all these places, Thailand, Bangladesh, all across Vietnam, Laos, and Taiwan, and Korea, and Vladivostok, Russia, and all these places.
Dr. Octopus, what will the octopuses do if there's so many jellyfish in the ocean?
I better hide. I better escape the jellyfishes.
Okay, Dr. Octopus, thank you for coming on, Dr. Octopus. Please do come back again next week. We'd love to see more of Dr. Octopus. I'm a huge fan.
Can Dr. Octopus play patty cake with the jellyfish? Would that just be like the biggest patty cake showdown ever?
I'm afraid of jellyfish that could sting you. That could sting me. I escape from jellyfish all the time.
They're not all poisonous, though. Some are quite delicious, I hear. Peanut butter and jellyfish sandwich? Absolutely. I mean, yes, please.
Is it possible that once upon a time before when there was atmospheres on Venus and Mars that there was octopuses on Venus and Mars?
No, they're not.
No Venusian octopi?
They might have had sharks on Mars once upon a time.
No?
I've never heard of it before.
Don't break my heart.
Not possible.
No. No, I want to believe the lie. I need Venusian octopi in my life.
Well, these days it would be a little too hot for them. Frankie McDonald, talk to us about what podcast you've been on this week.
I was on In Hot Water show with Aaron, where Gino Bisconte, that's one. And I was on another radio show called Reckless Aries Radio. And I was on Ham Radio. And I was on Sobro Radio and Max Fields and things like this.
What should you do if there's an octopus storm or an octopus NATO?
That means there's no such thing as an octopus storm or an octopus NATO.
Okay, hold on. I'm just going to argue that one. If we have a massive tidal wave and it's octopus infested at the same time as a hurricane or tornado, we can launch the octopi straight out of the ocean, right onto land in a massive gust of wind. I'm going to argue there is a circumstance in which it can happen. Unfortunately, it's not a common thing, or there's no record of it because the records have been destroyed by flying octopi. But it could happen.
Brandon, could a water spout pick up octopus?
I'm doing good so far. And I'm going to do great. I got to take care of myself. See you soon. Bye for now.
Goodbye, Dr. Octopus. Is it possible, Brandon Houck, that a water spout of some sort could pick up octopuses and deposit them somewhere?
Of course it can. It has rained fish before, so it can pick up an octopus. Rain octopus, and next thing you know, somebody has an octopus falling from the sky. That would be kind of awkward.
If we can have frog rain, I mean, that's an exclusively terrestrial event. But if we can have fish being thrown around out of the ocean, sucked out of the ocean and whipped at humans or, boats or other fish, fine. But I will take guidance from the ginger gem, Brandon Houck, that yes, we can have an event in which we have octopus rain, octopus flying around.
Well, it has rain fish, it has rain frogs, so it can happen.
The big talk going into this weekend in British Columbia is the atmospheric river. There seems to be some consternation regarding the term atmospheric river. So I post it in Weather Watchers, Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers is this group I run, and it's got 15,000 people. Find us on Facebook if you live in British Columbia. There seems to be some consternation regarding the term atmospheric river. People saying things like, oh, it's just a rainstorm, or the weather network's just trying to get people upset, or it's just, flashy, gimmicky headlines. And, and I'm trying to say to these people, actually, the more we learn, the more we decide it's nice to have terms that better describe what it is we're seeing, right? So, for her, I said, Well, I'll just make it simple for you for now on. There's a cloud coming and maybe there'll be rainbows. Brandon Houck, is there going to be a cloud and rainbows?
Brandon Cloud, I've never heard that one before.
That was a really good Freudian slip on my part, I must say.
You've seen Brandon's an angel.
Yeah, I'm an angel, aren't I? Yeah, so... rainbows, especially if the sun peeks through from the cloud. But if you don't have sunshine, you don't get no rainbows.
Uh-huh. Well, for what it's worth, you're my sunshine.
Brandon has fallen off his chair. We just had Gabriel Berardo also join us into the studio tonight.
Other, of course, than the weatherman, I have been told that I look like Abraham Lincoln recently with the beard. And I want to look like Drake.
From Southern Ontario, welcome to the show, Gabriel. We're just talking to Brandon Houck right now about Western Canada weather.
Okay, well, hey, man. Tell us what's happening in Western Canada, Brandon Cloud.
There might be a rainbow if the sun gets through.
There might be a beautiful rainbow.
At Sun Peaks, BC, there might be a cloud. We have a really, really high snowpack today. Juna Birchwater had posted in Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers some graphs showing that Okanagan snowpacks are way higher than usual coming into June. And we've known that. We've sensed it with the eye test, but we have some data that reflects that. And now we have potentially record-setting rain in places south of us. Here in British Columbia is going to get a lion's share of it as well. The freezing temperature is going to go up in the mountains, so that means it's not going to be freezing at night anymore. So that snow is going to be hammered with rain. It's going to be waterlogged. It's going to melt, and we're going to have flooding situations in British Columbia. I also suspect landslides and whatnot. That could be the weekend story. And that's, of course, going to send weather over to the prairies. You're going to get another deluge of what you just had this week. So talk to us about what you just had, what's coming, and tell us the whole story, Brandon Houck.
Yes, so we had a system actually come in back over the weekend, and we actually had our first significant rain of the year here because it's been so dry. We haven't had much of a snow yet. We're basically in drought conditions here. However, that has changed this week after the system moved in from the USA. and that produced a pretty, we had the easterly winds blowing for 3 days. So that's also a telltale sign that things are about to happen. So whenever the winds are blowing out of the east, that's your upslope flow, and that's what enhances rainfall. And we had some thunderstorms arrive. Well, actually, a heavy swath of rain first thing Sunday morning. And we had at least 27 millimeters of rain on Sunday. So that was really nice. And then we had thunderstorms erupt in the afternoon and first severe weather of the season. That is also quite exciting. And we had this thunderstorm sit in one spot for 7 hours. And we have a thunderstorm for 7 hours. That produces rain. And this one spot between Milo and Bow River had 175 to 200 millimeters of rain in 7 hours. And they also had about a foot of hail. So that was an exciting day. And then they had significant flooding. They had roads washed well in just one area, while areas south of there, probably I'd say about half an hour, they didn't get anything at all. So that's the way thunderstorms go around here. And then we had a nice shelf cloud come through here, and that was absolutely stellar. The thunder and lightning quit, but the shelf cloud came through, and I was in cloud nine, basically. That's where I was on Monday. Now, into Monday, we had another round of active weather where we had yet another 10 millimeters of rain. So we actually ended up with 35 millimeters of rain with this rainfall event here. And we had enough vortices in the air. We've also had enough high Cape valleys, at least 1,000 joules, sufficient moisture and convergence going on here. And this is when things started to happen. As we go into the afternoons, we get another round of severe thunderstorms popping up. And these storms actually produced quite a few funnel clouds that were spotted, at least 8 funnel clouds that were spotted in the area. One that was really close to touching the ground outside of Milo in the same spot where they got that significant deluge of rain back on Sunday. And we couldn't see any debris coming up from the ground because it was so wet. So we're still looking into that one near Milo, see if it did reach the ground. And then we had quite a few more funnel clouds south of there. And one funnel cloud looks like we're still investigating, but there's a chance that might become the first confirmed tornado of the season for the province of Alberta.
And would you say that it's time for the people in Milo to sacrifice maybe a virgin or two?
There's not many people there, just saying.
I love that Brandon delivers that with the enthusiasm of a Mexican soccer narrator. The Mexican commentator. Oh yeah, Brandon's got that energy. But to be honest, I just want to hear him say moisture convergence again.
We have the kind of turns, kind of like atmospheric river, but that one's even better.
Moisture convergence.
We did have thunderstorms on Tuesday here in the interior British Columbia, and probably a couple hour long repeat episode of rain and hail and whatnot. It wasn't all that exciting. It was mostly miserable.
Yes. So I'll go back to that Mondays. We had Enchant, where we had farmyard get torn apart here. Debris all over the yard. And I think a fence got wrecked, and a grain silo was in the yard, and it got tossed into the field. So there's a pretty good chance that might be the first of the season. And then the last couple of days, we had a severe thunderstorm watch yesterday, but I didn't think we'd get much of anything, and we didn't get anything at all. So that was okay. And then this weekend, well, things are going to get wild again because it is rodeo weekend in Brooks, Alberta. Yeah, so I'll be riding my little tricycle tomorrow in my chuck, doing the chuck wagon races. So that's going to be fun. And then tricycle, you're down and your knees are up over your head here. So I actually wiped out the first time doing it. I did. But the second time I came through first place, and I have a feeling I'm going to go through that finish line first place again because I know how to pick up speed. Just going really fast.
Speed. Lightning McQueen quote right there, man. You got to
Yeah.
I am speed.
So you're going to get wild this weekend. How is the weather going to get?
Well, the weather is also going to get wild. So
that's what I suspect.
We get wild too, as with the potential for severe thunderstorms Saturday afternoon. So we have fairly unstable air masses. We go to the weekend after seeing temperatures like tomorrow get up to 27. Which is kind of the warmest of the season. By the way, should note that this time last year, we only had 19 millimeters of rain for the whole month of June. and we had temperatures reach 36 degrees at the beginning. So this year we have not 30 yet. So it's a way different. And the same thing goes for you in British Columbia, where you've had, where you've also seen your temperatures hit the mid 30s already in June, and now you're seeing a cooler, wetter trend and moisture kind of trend here. Now, as we go into the weekend here, we are going to be anticipating these thunderstorms popping up through Saturday, and then we do it again on Sunday, another round of active weather, severe thunderstorms, and then next week we're going to see that rain really start to ramp up from Montana, and there's some, a lot of uncertainty with the rainfall amounts. One model wants to give us 200 millimeters of rain next week, and I'm not buying it just yet, because it looks like I think we're going to go more 30-50, which is still a significant amount of rain, and then we're going to have the winds gust to 90 kilometers an hour, so it's going to be like a prairie cane. That's going to be a lot of fun for the beginning of next week, and then we get more thunderstorms after that, and I am super excited.
So, Brandon, talk to me about atmospheric river. Is it just some sort of shocking catchphrase to sell newspapers?
Oh, the atmospheric river, ladies and gentlemen, has been around for ages, probably well before you were born. So, now the atmospheric
river... Hey, I'm pretty old, you know.
Yeah, we're pretty old. We're old people here. I'm just starting to age.
Not me.
Now,
Gabriel's the child. Quick question. With Brendan, yeah. Quick question.
Yeah.
On an atmospheric river, what is the potential for atmospheric kayaking?
Well, you better row your boat, because you're not going to be gently going down the stream. Oh, that was bad. All right. So,
it was appropriate for this platform.
So, what is an atmospheric river, anyways?
We demand answers.
Atmospheric river develops near the Hawaiian Islands, and then it's like a pineapple express. We always use the term pineapple express over, let's say, the last number of years. Now, all of a sudden, we decided to use the atmospheric river because that's a way better term than pineapple express, because there's no pineapples falling from the sky, but it would be cool to have pineapples falling from the sky instead of rain. But atmospheric river, it's a river of rain from the Hawaiian Islands and all the way to British Columbia. That's where you get your atmospheric rivers. However, atmospheric rivers can also happen in other places around the country. I've seen them out in the Atlantic. I've seen them in the Indian Ocean. I've seen them all over the world. So there you have it. It is a river of rain.
What about the octospheric river?
The octospheric river.
What?
How are you just getting tricky?
This is getting
tricky. Do I, like, not know that, or is it like Joey's some like weather term I'm missing, or am I not knowing?
Joey's just flexing his linguistics.
So the atmospheric river in November that hammered British Columbia, they say, may have had up to 25 times the volume of water in it, in the atmosphere, that the Nile River carries, right? So the term atmospheric river is very appropriate, because it's a narrow band of vapor coming from a long way. So usually Hawaii, like Brennan says, or it could be from anywhere in the South Pacific, right? So long, narrow band, and it usually gets stalled into one location and dumps rain in that particular location on its way through. So that is the atmospheric river. It's not just a term made to scare children.
Ooh!
And being good.
I'm Dr. Octopus. I've been to Fort McMurray, Alberta. I've been to Calgary. I've been to Montreal. I've been to Toronto. And I've been to New Brunswick. I was in Bonaventure, Quebec before I came to Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Dr. Octopus is a true explorer. The guy's got a lot of adventures to go on still.
Talk to me, Dr. Octopus. Have you ever seen an atmospheric river full of octopuses?
Octo what now?
I have never seen atmospheric river without octopuses at all.
So no octospheric rivers.
No.
It has rained frogs before and fish, but we have no recorded instances of octopuses falling from the sky as of yet.
Joey Olney here, opening day of Barkerville, first time since 2019. Here at the front of the El Dorado, and we have a time traveling machine at historic Barkerville today. It's the friggin' DeLorean. Check it out.
There's been some new competition around town, Andrew. Have you seen that no good slimy swindle and blacksmith, Emmett Brown?
Emmett Brown? No, I haven't. I heard he's uptown, though. But tell him not to come by here.
So, we have quite a few movie cars. This is the first one that we got, so we didn't build this one. But we found a DeLorean, and then we had a guy in Florida who professionally builds them and turns them into time machines.
Okay, is he famous?
Well, the rest of Barkerville is pretty cool, but there's only one DeLorean here today.
I'm Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, you're from the Lower Mainland?
Yes.
I'm Joey Olney, the Caribou Weather Dude here in Wells. And want to give me a little talk through about your DeLorean?
We are BC DeLorean. We have a website, bcdelorean.ca. It's BC DeLorean across all our social media. And we bring our time machine out to events and local gatherings to share it with people.
Have you seen that young puke Martin McFly around this town?
I seen him out on the street and he went running upstream.
His car's here.
He's upstream somewhere.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Well, I'm not going to play with any of the buttons just because it is set up for the display at this show. So, but it does time travel. You can turn the time circuits on and off. The time circuits themselves, the digital screen is fully programmable. So you can see I have June 4th, 1870 programmed in there. But if I start messing with it, I have to reset it all up again. So, but yeah, it's a real DeLorean converted into a time machine. We have the ability to make it into a DeLorean from all three movies. So Mr. Fusion is on the back right now, but we do have the plutonium chamber. We also have the hood box that goes on for part three. And we've got the white wall tires and the red rims that also for the dune buggy version of part three. And then we even have these cool hover tires that make it look like it's floating.
How does the time machine work?
Well, it runs off of plutonium or garbage.
Charles Hankin, I'm looking for that no good swindler Emmett Brown. He owes me for a shoe and he owes me for the horse. You seen him around?
You'll find him down there.
They just sent me from down there up here.
Oh, then you'll find him up there.
All right.
Good luck to you, sir.
Well, I mean, it's a time machine. It can be anywhere at any time, right? So, like we just showed, the present time, it's June 4th, 1870, right? Marty and Doc Brown, they travel through time to 1870 to be here for Barkerville. So.
Well, maybe we'll find them at the House Hotel having a drink. Maybe. It's even better than when the General Lee was at the Quinney Mall in Belleville when I was a kid.
Yeah, a few more bells and whistles on the DeLorean as opposed to a General Lee.
You even got the hoverboard. Totally awesome, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you remember the first time you saw Back to the Future?
I do.
You just never know what's going to happen in Barkerville. That's why I love living here. Yo!
Gabriel Berardo, talk to us about Southern Ontario this week.
Are you ready for the winter of this year? Are you ready for a lot of stormy winter of 2022 and 2023? I hope all you guys are prepared.
Dr. Octopus is planning an atmosphere kayaking adventure.
I will get prepared for a lot of snow this winter.
Well, I mean, here, this week, it have been mostly actually wet and, well, rainy for the last few days this week, and it's quite a bit of rain, although it's not in one area for 7 hours like Brandon said. It was more like a widespread area all around the province. So yeah, we had around 50 millimeters, I would like to say, for most places this past week. But of course, as we head into Friday, sunny and the low 20s, and of course all this weekend, Saturday, risk of some storms, watching that, maybe some bad ones, severe ones we could say, although of course we are just watching for some storms and showers Saturday, Sunday, rainy. And then, well, heading into next week, the low 20s, and well, of course, much more fair weather, mix of some sun and cloud and some, well, mainly sunny skies into next week. And then the high 20s heading into mid next week for, well, most of the province, most of the most of southern parts of the province. Looks to be a pretty nice and seasonal one overall. I could say it's not too wet. Maybe like 2 or 3 days of rain and storms. Other than that, it should be mostly nice, sunny, and it's we haven't really had quite severe storms here since the big storm on the 21st of May, I'm pretty sure, which of course killed 10 people. But that was, of course, on the 21st, which was like a few weeks ago. We will, of course, watch to see if, well, we will maybe see some severe weather heading into the next few weeks. Although, maybe at the mid to maybe end of this month, watching those weather models and everything like that, and looking all fresh once again, I kind of changed the tie. It used to be pink, and now it's gray, if y'all don't actually notice that. And who was the first one to actually notice that my tie changed colors? Did anybody notice
that? I thought maybe
it
was just the poor coloring of my Zoom call. It's sometimes hard to tell color.
Yeah, no, you know, it's not.
So, Gabriel, there is a recorded instance of a report of an octopus falling from a sky during a storm in China, which I, and there's a photograph of such, which I refer to Snopes, the origin of this rumor. In mid-June 2018, a photograph purportedly showing an octopus that had fallen from a sky after a strong storm in Qingdao, China, started making its way around social media. Networking website Weibo. So it's a picture of an octopus in the air. The images show the extraordinary moment an octopus and starfish fell from the sky after being sucked up by a powerful storm. The sea tornado fizzled out before making landfall in the coastal city of Qingdao, China, but the marine creatures, which had been whirling around in the storm cloud, were suddenly spat out. Now, Qingdao did experience strong winds on the 13th of June 2018, and multiple social media users did post photographs, which they asserted showed random pieces of sea creatures such as shrimp and starfish landing on windshields of their car. The photograph of the octopus falling, however, is a hoax. The image was created editing a stock image of an octopus silhouette onto a photographic rainy background scene.
You just ruined the whole entire story that I actually wanted to make a comment on, but anyway, that's good.
That stories may sound a bit biblical, but they're usually backed with logical, non-mysterious explanations.
No, I know, but they could, like, actually happen. No, so like not like the big ones, but you could have like fish like sucked up and everything like that in these tornadoes or like the water spouts that move on to land.
Doesn't mean it did not happen.
Yeah,
just saying, they found evidence of sea creatures spread all over, sprinkled all over like sea salt. Doesn't mean that there's not bits of octopus in there.
It was right.
So we don't have photos, but we don't know it didn't happen. Just saying. But go either way.
Past reports have also involved raining dead birds and worms and even spiders.
That would make sense.
Other seafood.
Yeah. Mm. That would make sense, kind of, yeah.
You are listening to the Meteorological Report on CFIR 88.7 FM, CKUW 95.9 FM in Prince George and Winnipeg. I am Joey Olney, your host. We're here with Imogen Bailey, Brandon Howe, Gabriel Berardo, and Frankie McDonald. We're talking, and Dr. Octopus, of course. And we're talking about the Octospheric River that's coming to British Columbia this weekend. We're talking about heavy rains for the prairies, the possibility of floods. We're talking about 20, 30 millimeters in some places, higher in others in the interior. It should be interesting. By next week, next episode, we'll have much to say about Imogen. The lovely rainy coast, you must so enjoy having an atmospheric river at your doorstep.
Every part of the atmosphere is riverized right now. It is pouring rain, very wet, very rainy. It's probably going to be like that all week. despite whatever the Weather Channel says, it does its own thing. The weather is moody. It's often in conflict with itself in that we have really bright and sunny freezing days, and then all of a sudden it's very bright, light clouds, and then everything's wet. 30 seconds later, it's just cloudy and bright and then sunny again. And then we may get hit with a little bit of frost and hail. That actually happened about a month ago where we had a little bit of hail just come down in the middle of a sunny day. It was delightful.
It's always handy when you're outside having a drink and it starts to hail and you have your cup right there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know, you kind of fill it up maybe if you don't have any ice left inside, you know. Look at this. I got my drink outside and there's ice coming down.
Be like, yo, Cloud, fill it up. Do you have any rap?
Weather rap for us?
Rap of any kind, Gabriel. We hunger for hip-hop.
I have one rap that I've been working on, actually. I'll of course give you guys a little maybe bit of it. Posted the full version on my Insta, plus with a freestyle also too after that. It was about a 3-minute rap, but well, I'll of course cut it short just to save some breath for the rest of the show. But I will of course give you guys something. Yeah, so
give us something, of course.
Dear Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, so let me show my sunglasses first, because I gotta have the sunglasses on first.
Yeah, he's gotta get his sunglasses, folks.
Even if the radio listeners don't see it, you could just picture me right now with like sunglasses, a suit on, a nice chain.
Oh, it helps you get into character, I know.
Pretty dope hat too.
You gotta feel, yeah, his hat says dope on it. It's like a big black hat, but it's got a gold plate that says,
oh yeah, this is the golden ticket from Willy Wonka's chocolate factory that just says the word dope on it because it's dope, you know. Okay, I know the one. I'm just joking anyway. Okay, yeah.
Everyone,
so
mute yourselves. It's dope time.
Yeah, I know it's dope time. Here we go, yeah. Hopefully I have this one good. Yeah, man, I'm so hot like 100 degrees, and I got more flows than the 7 seas. And when I smoke weed, the color wildfire comes smoking the trees. They're gonna need short sleeves, and I'm singing like a bee. And the flowers got your season on the way, cause I'm the reason. It's the season for your allergies. Yeah, yeah, it's the season for your allergies. Yeah, 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 yeah. It gotta be my legacy, it better be eventually, cause everybody really wanna try to be better than me, the prodigy. But nobody's stopping me, honestly, because I constantly bring it. That's what I'm taught to be. It's haunting me, just like the maple leaves. I thought to be so lost, the gods gotta drop in and talk to me. I'm on top of me. And yes, the haters really wanna try to make fun of me for the stutter me, but man, everybody's better, got it better, because everybody really wanna see the weather, man. Jimmy, I'm telling you, the weather looking at me, give it better, like I'm fucking McDee on the damn TV. Looking at me, I've been telling you, the weather looking at us with the heat. So I really got it with the crops on my block, on the way to super hot, so I really gotta take on my socks. And this is the hip hop for the Joey Only Show. Looking at me, I'm the only voter, got to literally just spit it as a little kid. And they're looking at me with the flow, man, I literally just gotta fidget. Everybody knows the man, look, I'ma get it, but it doesn't matter what they really gotta be thinking about it, taking it on great. Looking at me when I really gotta be thinking, and everybody's gonna wait. Man, everybody's what I got, I'm over here looking like an atmosphere river every single goddamn day. Look, I'm like I'm Brandon, tracking the weather. You know that I am the best with a god. Here we go with the weather. Here we go, gonna link this up all together. Brandon, tracking the weather. Yeah, yeah, Mini's tracking the weather on the radar. I mean, from my house, he's so damn far away, but it doesn't matter. We got the connection, cause everybody knows that I'm really over here. It's with a god that we're really never gonna forget it, because everybody knows that, man, I gotta spit this. Oh wait, and I got the hat and it's super dope. Everybody really wanna copy me, but yes, you know that, man, I spit it endlessly, just like I'm imaging. Literally everybody knows that I've been getting this rap, and everybody literally trying to be killing me. 100% of me gotta be giving a look, and everyone to be facing the enemy when I be rapping fast, but like a natural disaster. Here we go with the power. Everybody knows that, man, like I'm a foot of your power, just like a cold in a rain shower. So everybody knows I'm like a hurricane to blame, because I'm the Joey Only Show. flow, man. I'm just in the game and with the chain, cause I'm changing the weather everywhere you go, every single day. And in the weather forecast, you better watch out, man. I swear to God, it's coming in super fast. And yes, it's really gonna last for the next 7 days and the next 14. So when I'm over here, man, you better watch out what the hell I'm literally coming in, because I literally got this like in my blood, like a caffeine. Coming in the game, everybody really wanna talk about the weather. Yeah, man, we just talk about the weather. Yeah, man, we talk about the weather. Me and Frank and McD and Imogen barely. So y'all already know it's me and Brandon. Help, man, we tell you the weather, and it's our fault. If you don't like us, it doesn't matter. Man, it doesn't matter, because we looking fresh from me and Imogen. Ice on our neck just like the rings of Saturn. Ooh, cause you know what I mean, man. And it ain't even a steam, man, because we're on the Joey Only Show. And y'all haters, we living the dream, man. Everybody really wanna live in the dream. You know what I mean, you know what we mean. One Joey's on the TV screen, or maybe even like the CTV, cause y'all already know, man, CP24. When I'm coming in for more, coming in like TWN, so I spit it again, cause everybody don't wanna see me. But man, I'm like the weather, Moshe Mathers, Eminem, yeah. Y'all already know what it is.
Hear the drummer get wicked.
I mean, like, that really wasn't my best, but
could have done better
at some parts.
Something's going on in Russia right now. They're having a conflict still.
It is, Frankie. It is.
What's going on in Russia, Frankie?
Still conflict going on, like war.
How can we make it stop?
You know, because Russia doesn't know any better, because their president is not interested in stopping it.
This week in Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi has to rescue Princess Leia. I don't want to give any spoiler alerts to the Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
That's why, according to Wikipedia, on that show it says, all capital red letters, says, spoiler alert with all red capital letters, according to Wikipedia.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, Frankie, people that spoil the, you know what, that is, of course, why, when I watch Stranger Things Season 4, I did not look on social media first, because right when it came out, right, I was, of course, going to watch it after work. And
that's,
I was
that's why it says all red capital letters as a spoiler alert.
It is.
And it's copy material as well.
We know he rescues her. I mean, come on. She lives to be 70 years old.
Pretty obvious if you think about it. But the better
spoiler
question is,
alert.
How does he recognize? How does he rescue her? Tripping over my words, man.
So what's everyone doing this weekend? What are your weekend plans?
Well, I'm working on Saturday, but not on Sunday. Tomorrow, I'm not working.
It's good you should not work on the Sabbath.
Friday and Sunday is my weekend, basically. Oh, yeah. Of course, as you could say that. So on Sunday, I'm doing nothing. Seems kind of fun. Next weekend, though, we are doing something, going to my cousin's pool. Hopefully, it won't rain on that Sunday, because that would be just boring. But
yeah,
anyways,
you wouldn't want to get wet when you're in the pool.
Yeah. I don't want, hopefully, it's at least sunny and hot. We don't want those days where it's sunny but not so hot. So, like, it just makes it look like it's hot when it's not, like, you know what I mean? So I hope it's at least warm on that day and nice on that day. And well, that's my plan for next weekend, but not this weekend, because this weekend, there's no plans, but I have one for next weekend, not this weekend.
We already know that Brennan Houck is planning to ride tricycles at the Brooks Rodeo. Frankie McDonald, what are you doing this weekend?
That means I get an interview with Gary Dino show Saturday night. Plus, I got an interview with Jason Marshall on Sunday, and Sunday night is Roger the Wild Child Show.
Roger the Wild Child Show.
I came on for Gary Dito for Frank Askey, and that was really, really short this weekend, and I had a great question.
A lot of people getting a picture taken with me.
I forget what my question was now. I could have asked it now, of course, but I had a great question for Ask Frankie.
I hate when that happens, man. It sucks.
And then Dino's like, Gary's like, why do we even do this anymore? Frankie, go get on the couch.
Get on the couch? That sounds ominous and terrible.
That's what Frankie does every weekend on the Gary and Dino show after his Ask Frankie segment, as he goes and gets on the couch. And then
On Wednesday show, so I was doing a video for the Gary and Dino show as well, every Wednesday.
What kind of Frankie's fantastic wonderful Wonder Woman plans do you have this weekend, Imogen?
And Base Guy Show can't even interview people anywhere because his motherboard is ancient. It is processor's ancient.
It's only getting older.
I love that you keep calling me Wonder Woman. This is so much more evil Jessica Rabbit than Wonder Woman.
No.
I thought that was a Wonder Woman outfit.
No.
You look like a...
He also can't see my butt, so you can't tell.
You look like a Nicki Minaj, kind of. Like a Nicki Minaj kind of in like that fit or like that hairstyle kind of. I don't know if like the last time I even seen like a photo of her, but like for some reason you just look like her for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, what about the gold thing?
It is weird.
You got the Wonder Woman necklace so, like, thing that's like the gold amulet with the jewel in the middle. That's the Wonder Woman thing, right?
Okay, fair point.
And the makeup is totally classic Wonder Woman, had the blue eyeshadow, so come on. I'm not just making things
fair
up.
Fair enough.
Historic precedent for why I might, and you always come in costume.
Very true. I'll give you a half point for that one.
What were you trying to be this week then?
Oh, this is just the evil Jessica Rabbit thing. It came up in conversation, I felt like wearing it. It also kind of ties in with, as of Monday, June 13th, voting opens. I'm doing another modeling competition, this one for Maxim. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Nice.
It's not so fit, it's focused, but I'm definitely going to be posting all sorts of colorful stuff for that one. So June 13th. Yeah, Google Maxim Fitness cover, whatever. You know what? I'll find a link for you. Voting's not open yet. As of this recording, voting's not open, so I haven't memorized the link yet.
We can't wait. Talk to us about your supplement. You now have your supplements in your hand. Brand new line.
I finally got to try my own BCAAs, and I'm so
got
happy.
Got your own cup?
Say what now?
Got your own cup?
Yeah, this is mine. Venerate Supplements. That's
me. That. Imogen's own cup.
Yeah, www.venerateSupps.ca is that one. And for doing like setting stuff up on Amazon, I have to actually have like real world photos. So I also got some other stuff, OxyBurn and T-Max, which is testosterone support, fat burner and testosterone support. The fat burner one, the OxyBurn, that is so awesome before a workout. I tried it because I want to know what the experience is like to take it. And oh yeah, it put nitrous on it. I was so happy. Yeah, that's all. I'm just really excited about that. I finally got to try some of my own products. I've got the recipe picked out, like I've got it put together, but the actual flavors is what I'm super excited about.
In the future, when I like go to a store, I'm gonna see, oh look, it's Imogen Bailey's soap, shampoo. I'm just gonna buy it. Probably gonna be like $20, but anyway, I'm gonna buy it because it says Imogen Bailey.
Is that your way of saying I need to wash hair?
Hey, I mean,
tell us that you need to wash
at least the good soap, right? At least it's, oh no, hold up. Soap, whatever you're like selling, like soap or like cream, whatever it is. Hopefully it's good though, because like I want some good soap, I'm telling you, or some good cream, you know what I mean? Like one that works.
You're asking
like,
me to develop
Imogen Bailey's cream
shower product line for you. Can
yeah,
you
yeah,
bring like me a shower. I'm okay cup, not cup, doing that.
Mugging cups. I could be sitting at the table saying, like,
I don't know.
Everybody's like, where'd you get that mug from? Oh, from the store. Imogen Bailey's company is now billions of dollars. You never heard of it yet?
Some sort of cream for male pattern baldness.
If I found it, Joey. Network. Then yes, I would put that in there. But no, right now I've got the gym supplements, like the fitness supplements, as well as I actually also just put a line of gym clothing on there. And then coming down the pipeline later on, as long as I find the right manufacturers, I'm going to have a line of gym equipment coming on as well. So I'm really stoked about that.
Gym equipment, soap, male pattern baldness. Soap.
Hey, you have
erectile dysfunction.
Oil.
The sky is big.
To be fair, though, I do have a beard oil that's going to be coming online in the next few weeks.
Yeah. Imogen's beard oil. I might need that.
Really inspired. The whole project has a huge beard, so I'm like, you know what? this is one of the most important people in my life. He inspired, was partial inspiration for this whole project. So I'm like, the least I can do is make the dude a beard oil. So there's a beard oil coming out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beard oil.
Yeah. There's more supplements coming down the pipeline, more clothing, gym gear. It's all a big mess of.
You're going to sell out Good Life now because of your new gym and your clothing line.
Oh,
Good Life is going to be
empire.
Frankie, how famous will Imogen become?
Pretty famous.
Yeah, see, Frankie knows. Frankie says he knows.
I know I'm not actually going to win the Maxim contest, but I love doing competitions. It's a lot of fun. And at the same time, right? It's more motivation to like keep pushing forward. So wherever I land in it, when it wraps up, whatever placement I have, I'm going to be stoked. I just love the competition. It's great. But I'm really
Frankie have any like shirts online? I think that he does, right? Or he's coming out with some, right?
FrankieStore.ca to sell. Frankie says be prepared shirts. Frankie says be prepared mouse pads. Frankie says be prepared stickers. Frankie says be prepared coffee mugs. Same we'll order Chinese food.
You know what? Chinese food online?
No, it says order your Chinese food. That's what it says. The logo says.
Oh, yeah.
Gabriel, would you like Frankie to make you special soap?
Frankie soap? Sure. Yeah, sure. You got to have like that, bar soap?
Soap.
I want it to be like cave like Frankie's face on it, like a bar of soap.
You just want to rub Frankie's face all over yourself in the shower?
No.
That's weird, man.
No.
Weird.
No,
I mean, how did you do that?
The looks for like when you like buy it for the look.
You talk about Frankie that way. Frankie's a sweetheart.
Frankie McDonald's soap. Don't wait. Yeah, use it now.
That means it's a it's not a real person. It's just an image of me.
Of course it is, Frankie. You're not literally that clean. You're not that clean, Frankie. We know you're not that clean.
Over in Russia, that means the borders are closed. Americans cannot enter Russia because military rule over Russia. One of these days, that country might declare martial law.
Okay, to be fair, one of the coolest things, Russian culture, Russian history is absolutely wild. And one of my favorite songs ever is Korobia Nikki, which is a Russian folk song. It's more commonly known as the Tetris song. But if you look it up, it does have lyrics. It's very cool.
Dr. Ossifus, I'm back.
Story in a weird sort of way.
How have you been?
Whoa, Dr. Octopus, are you back?
I'm doing great so far. I was in Bonaventure, Quebec before I came to Sydney, Nova Scotia.
How did you get around so much, Dr. Octopus?
Monica mailed me. It's by a Canada Post. It left Bonaventure, went to Quebec City, then Halifax. Now I'm in Sydney.
Any questions for Dr. Octopus?
I got a question for Frankie, actually.
I had a great time with Monica. I'm Dr. Octopus.
So,
Frankie, I hope Fred the Bear and Noel the Bear are doing great so far with Monica.
On TikTok, like a few months ago, or like a few weeks ago, I saw a video of a water slide in like 5 or like 10
Monica
seconds
took that video back in 2018.
Frankie just comes out, right? Because you were who was
Monica shot that video in 2018.
Yeah, I know that was a crazy video. I saw that on like TikTok. It had like 100,000 likes. Some of that.
That's an old video now. That's old news.
This is the most random thing I've seen on TikTok right now. This like water slide and Frankie comes out of it. And it's like a big wave just comes out. I gotta share it with you guys if you haven't seen it. Like, I mean, it's like the most random thing I've seen on TikTok. Like the most random thing I've seen. I've never seen. People in the comments were like the legend himself or something.
Has Dr. Octopus ever been on a water slide?
Have you been
a stuffed animal? I'd ever been on a water slide because I'm a stuffed animal.
Technicalities.
Frankie, how does everyone find you on the internet?
My Twitter is at Frankie McDean. My Facebook is Frankie Down. My Facebook public figure page is Frankie Down 1984 blue. Frankie Down with a blue check mark. And my Instagram is Frankie McDean 1984. My TikTok is Frankie McDown. My clap is Frankie Down 1984. And my TikTok is FrankieDone1984. My clap is FrankieDone1984. My Twitch is FrankieDone1984. My Snapchat is FrankieMACDON. And my LinkedIn is Frankie MacDonald. And my YouTube channel, Stocks Wolves. If you want to buy Frankie merch like shirts and coffee mugs, go to frankiestore.ca.
Now, Frankie, I noticed in the corner in your room beside your cabinet down the floor, there's a yellow bag, a giant tiger bag.
That's why they got that. That's got something in there. Plus, I got something else to say. I got a cleaner, orange cleaner right here to clean the monitor and things like this and the webcam.
Do you still have an active giant tiger in Sydney, Nova Scotia?
Yes. Giant tiger is still active.
Wow. Giant tiger still in Sydney, Nova Scotia. There you go. Well, I think that's the show for this week. I'm Joey Olney. You've been hearing the show on C4 88.7 FM in Prince George and CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is your show about how much the weather sucks in Canada. And certainly it looks like it's going to suck a lot this weekend. Look forward to more rain, everybody, in the West Coast. And looks like the prairies are going to get some of that, too. After strong chance of thunderstorms on Friday, looking like 15 degrees, 60% chance of showers on Saturday. Now, depending on which forecast you look at, Prince George, you may get some sunshine still this week, but still cooler temperatures below 20 degrees Celsius. So, it's not definitely not the June that you get some years. This has been the Meteorological Report. Thanks, everybody, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And thank you for all you meteorology students for... I know everyone in Winnipeg who studies meteorology is just a huge fan of this show.
Kuklukuk Nunavut had a lot of ice and freezing rain. They had an ice storm where Olivier Kuklukuk Nunavut is today. It was really, really bad that time of the year. Kuklukuk Nunavut, where Olivier is at.
All right. Don't forget it. All right. That's the show for this week with Gabriel Berardo, Brandon Houck, Frankie MacDonald, Imogen Bailey, Joey Olney. See you next time. Bye now.
And I got something else to say. 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 Down in Argentina. In Antarctica, it's cold outside in Antarctica. In Antarctica, it's cold outside in Antarctica. And I got something else to say. In Antarctica, it's cold outside in Antarctica.
Tonight's forecast, we've got storms way out west, and that probably means you're all gonna die. You're all gonna die. You're all gonna die. You're all gonna die. You're all gonna die.
Hopefully I don't choke on popcorn here.
Many of us have served long Facebook jail sentences.
You're all gonna die. You're all gonna die.
Many of us have served long Facebook jail sentences.
Play dead. No, polar bears eat dead things.
You're all gonna die. You're all gonna die.
Eat dead things. Eat dead things.
Oh my god, in Japan.
You're all gonna die.
Eat dead things. Eat dead things.
And I got something else to say.
To go. Would you say that they're breeding like rabbits?
I would say both literally and figuratively. I think you can say it.
Honk.
That's my kind of goose.